Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
But we begin with developing news. A shelter-in-place order been issued for visitors at Navy Pier after a shooting this afternoon. We're still waiting to gather more details, but at this point we know at least two people were wounded, one critically. The Chicago Fire Department says the shooting happened just before 2 p.m. Police now looking for the suspect. Stay tuned to WBBM for more on this developing story as it becomes available.
Election Central on WBBM.
To Election Day. We're about 4 hours away from polls closing in this historic election. Nearly 50% of the city's 1.5 million registered voters had cast their ballots by midday. Max Bever with the Chicago Board of Elections says young people are showing up to the polls.
Our leading amount of ballots cast is actually our 25 to 34 age group, which is relatively similar to past presidential cycles.
As of noon today, more than 700,000 ballots have been cast, including early voting and mailed-in votes that have already been processed. Well, this year's election also marks the first time Chicago residents will be electing members of a school board. 10 seats representing 10 districts are up for grabs, with the winners joining 11 board members appointed by Mayor Brandon Johnson. The election ends 3 decades of mayoral control in the nation's fourth largest school district. This is the first phase of a move toward a fully elected school board. The shift will finish in 2026, when all 21 school board seats will be on the ballot. Voters across the state also facing some advisory questions on their ballots this election day.
The last time Illinois residents were asked advisory questions was in 2014, when, among other things, voters were asked if the minimum wage should be increased to $10 per hour. That referendum passed, ultimately leading to Illinois lawmakers passing a wage increase. This year, 3 questions on election security, property tax relief, and reproductive health care all appear on the ballot. Many Illinois voters will also see additional advisory questions from their municipalities, townships, and counties. The advisory questions are non-binding, meaning that their results have no legal effect. Instead, the answers are used to gauge public support levels. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Senator McDermott is not up for re-election this year, but he is out stumping for Democrats today.
Donald Trump brags about the state of the economy, and of course, that was an economy given to him by Barack Obama. And we look back and at the economic indicators, and things are starting to move in the right direction.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We want them to I think Kamala has made it clear that it's her highest priority to help working families struggle with the bills they have to pay.
Durbin also stood by the integrity of the election, saying the U.S. has one of the most secure voting systems in the world. Illinois Republicans have high hopes, meantime, for a number of down-ballot races. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker spoke with the state's Republican chair.
Illinois Republican Party Chair Kathy Salvey says GOP candidates up and down the ballot are optimistic on Election Day.
From the state house level to the congressional level to the state senate level, we've got a couple races in play as well, and they're enthusiastic and they've been working so hard.
One local race she's watching closely is the race for Lake County state's attorney between Highland Park Democrat Eric Reinhart and GOP challenger Mary Cole.
We've got a great candidate here in Lake County, Mary Cole, running for state's attorney, and she is putting up quite a challenge to the entrenched Democrat here.
The GOP chair says she'll be out at the polls to drum up support around the state. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the battleground states include Wisconsin, where 10 electoral votes are on the table. CBS News campaign reporter Katrina Kaufman spoke with voters in Milwaukee.
Voters are excited here. Speaking to them as they dropped off their ballots, they talked about how they feel like this is really their civic duty. You know, they feel the weight of being in a swing state like Wisconsin, and they just know how important their vote is here.
In addition to the presidential race, we'll also be watching the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde. Our live election coverage starts at 7 when the polls close. We'll have a team of reporters covering election parties and checking in with voters. You can also follow state-by-state results on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. We're learning more about the deadly shooting of a Chicago police officer last night on the South Side. The medical examiner's office identified the officer as 26-year-old Enrique Martinez. He had only been with the CPD for less than 3 years. Here's Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
Our officers go out and they face this type of danger every single day. And this work is unpredictable. And we never know what's in store for our officers when they're out there trying to keep the public safe.
Snelling says the shooting happened after a traffic stop near 80th and Ingleside. At least one suspect taken into custody. Another person with the suspect was killed after being hit by gunfire. And police say those shots may have come from inside the car. We're still waiting for an update on possible charges today. We're also learning the name of a construction worker who was struck and killed in a crash on the Kennedy last night.
Police say it was an apparent hit and run. A construction worker was killed in the crash on the outbound lanes of the Kennedy at Kinzie. The worker was on a lift painting Hubbard's Cave when hit by a semi-truck. That driver did not stop. The crash led to another crash involving at least two other vehicles. The medical examiner says the construction worker killed is 54-year-old Francisco Padilla Gutierrez. Police are still looking for the semi-driver. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A section of westbound I-80 shut down after a person was hit by a vehicle earlier today. It happened in southwest suburban Tinley Park. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital. The condition still unknown. Illinois State Police are diverting traffic onto Harlem Avenue as they investigate. We're going to have more from Neil coming up in about 5 minutes here. From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670's The Score, Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. As if there wasn't enough going on today, it's also NFL trade deadline day. The deadline just passed at 3 p.m. The Bears this morning struck a deal with the Bengals to send running back Khalil Herbert to Cincinnati. Chicago landed a 2025 seventh-round pick in return. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
2 years ago, they only won 3 games, but they led the league in rushing yards, over 3,000 of them, and Khalil Herbert led the NFL in yards per carry among non-quarterbacks. He's gone now, traded to Cincinnati for a seventh-round pick after falling out of favor with Shane Waldron leading the offense. Herbert had 8 carries this year, that's it, and was a healthy scratch the last 2 games. By the way, 13 Bears carried the ball in 2022. Only tight end Cole Kmet, who had 2 totes, is still with the team. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears are off today, but return to practice tomorrow at Halas Hall. They host the Patriots on Sunday at Soldier Field. With Election Day today, most NFL facilities are closed as teams encourage active voting. The NBA has no scheduled games tonight in observance of the election. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris M of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, we've heard from Chicagoans who had to wait hours to vote in this election, especially over the weekend and early voting. Some of those waiting at the Loop Supersite this morning had some professional entertainment. Trio trio from the Silk Road Ensemble competed against the sound of L trains overhead and nearby construction to play for people waiting in a long line along Lake Street outside the supersite. Board member Greg Pine tells us Play the Vote is the brainchild of Grammy-winning cellist Mike Block.
So he started this back in 2020. We had about 1,500 musicians across about 43 states that performed and went out and played at different polling places around while people waited in line.
The group's mission is to make the voting experience as enjoyable as possible and inspire greater participation. Pine says this year, some 1,300 musicians are playing outside polling places in 45 states across the country. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM. Police in Shanahan thwarted what could have been a violent Halloween attack on trick-or-treaters.
On October 31st, Shanahan police, along with a state police SWAT team, executed a high-risk search warrant on the Deal Avenue home of 37-year-old Bill Fawcett. He was arrested after officers found what appeared to be a pipe bomb and other bomb-making material in his kitchen. According to the Herald News, Fawcett allegedly told police he intended to place the device in a bowl of candy for approaching children because it was Halloween. Fawcett is charged with three crimes, including possession of an explosive or incendiary device, and a Will County judge ordered him held until his trial. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News Special Report. It's Election Day. The candidates are getting in place to watch the results. Kamala Harris will be at her alma mater, Howard University, after a visit to the DNC in Washington.
Madam President!
Donald Trump is in Florida, where he said the possible long wait for results is outrageous.
It should never happen. A thing like that should never happen. This election should be over. They spend all this money on machines. And frankly, if they'd use paper ballots, it would be over by 10 o'clock.
But the race is so close in some states like Pennsylvania. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at a polling station in Philadelphia.
There's a lot of anxiety, excitement about what's going to happen. But I did talk to some Trump supporters as well as some Harris supporters. So it is going to be very close in this critical battleground state.
Pennsylvania is one of seven closely watched states. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
3:32. The news continues. Sponsored by Treetime Christmas Creations. Well, in the meantime, former President Trump says he feels pretty confident about winning the presidential election. Speaking to reporters after casting his own ballot in Florida, Trump said he ran a great campaign.
I hear we're doing very well everywhere. Now, I may regret that statement, but I'm hearing that we're doing very well.
And the Harris campaign is still working on getting voters out. The vice president doing several radio interviews today. And Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, made a stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I want to say thank you to Pennsylvania, but thank you to folks across this country who wrap their arms around our family. And I hope saw yourselves in us, middle-class folks who are just trying to do the right thing.
Here in Illinois, Democrats take lunch today at a Chicago institution, urging residents to vote. WBBM's Haley Hansen is back from Manny's Deli, of course, and joins us live at the Anchor Desk with details.
Lisa, South Loop staple, Manny's Deli on South Jefferson, is the go-to for politicians on Election Day. After enjoying lunch, Illinois' Democratic leaders met with the press to encourage everyone to cast their ballots before polls close. Illinois' senior U.S. Senator is Dick Durbin, who expects a tight race.
I think it's going to take a few days, I'll be honest with you. But the obvious indicators coming up right off the bat are North Carolina and Georgia, and Pennsylvania not too far behind. Those three states would give us a good signal of how we're doing.
Illinois Democrats say they're, quote, cautiously optimistic about tonight's results. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!